Now we have a fascinating interview for you this morning, and the title is, we speak to an Indian in Syria, Syria through an Indian's eyes. We welcome our guests to the program. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feek. Thank you. Barakallahu feek.
Now we appreciate you coming on the program and chatting to us. Now, to start off with, brother, how did an Indian find himself in Syria?
Alhamdulillah, I hope everything is safe at your end, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
And alhamdulillah, here in Syria, I feel more comfortable and happy. And mainly, I enjoy to practice Islam freely without having any fear. Also around me, the Syrians are great at their hospitality, and also they're very loving and subhanAllah humble. Speaking honestly, they never treat us as foreigner, you know. And ultimately, not to hide the fact that I really miss some spicy homemade food.
Now, in terms of the places that you visited, which areas have you already visited?
In terms of places, frankly, I've been to Aleppo, the industrial area, the city, and been to Idlib, the green city. Also part of Latakia, which I visited the water springs, and also once I had a visit to the Hama countryside. Apart from all these visits, I had some great experience in the refugee camps in the border areas, alhamdulillah.
What is the purpose of your visit?
The main purpose, alhamdulillah, was to, I mean, if I could help the Ummah, you know, the Ummah was in dire need of people of capabilities and of people who are having special, like, special experience in their field. So I tried to use my best experience. For instance, I had an experience in media. So I used my best to provide for this people of Syria. They were in high demand. And due to this operation, I try my best to portray to the world that what's happening in Syria through an Indian, as an Indian.
How long have you been in Syria and how long do you plan to spend in Syria?
Alhamdulillah, over here, right now, I've been up to 3 years, alhamdulillah. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, Sham is the heartland of the believers and the best of the believers will gather here. I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves me among them, inshallah. And I also plan to spend the rest of my life here in Sham to serve this deen of Allah. And I hope, inshallah, I attain martyrdom, protecting the Muslims from these oppressors, inshallah.
What memories have struck with you forever from the, during your time in Syria?
if you ask this to anyone who migrated here, they say the day they entered Sham was one of the best moments of their life. What comes to my mind, speaking of memories, is an incident which happened in the city of opening of Idlib city. I was there during the battle, and I had a friend. He was also from Saudi Arabia. He was from Saudi Arabia. He had got killed and martyred. So his body was in the lines of the army. I mean, in the regime lines. So we had to retrieve his body. But it's pitch dark and we cannot use even a torch light to see. So we had to take a BMP, and this is one of the best memories, and the listeners might not even believe me, you know. But the body, we had to follow the scent of his body. It was emitting pure musk, and because of this musk, we had to go 250 meters inside enemy lines and we had to retrieve his body. Alhamdulillah, this is some of the few memories, but there's a lot of memories. Alhamdulillah.
What do your family say about you being in Syria? Are they comfortable with it? Are they concerned all the time?
If I was a father and I had a son, I obviously won't allow my son to go to a war-torn country. But the Prophet ﷺ said, believers are like one body. If one organ is affected, the whole body develops a fever. After coming here, I explained the situation happening over here, the operation and my responsibility I have towards the people here. They understood and now they are satisfied and they support my decision. And I hope, inshallah, if I become a martyr, I can intercede for 70 of my close relatives, inshallah.
in terms of what's going on there at the moment, you know, the war that is continuing, how do the people feel about Assad and the war? How is the spirit of the Syrian people after many years of war?
Well, that's a good question, because if you see every family over here have at least one member killed by this Russian regime strike. So obviously they don't accept their presence here, and they have lost, they have no more spirit. Even they have no spirit from others. Like they hoped that the UN, US, the Arab nations would come for the aid. To be frank, they have no more spirit. And after this 40 years of oppression by this Bashar army and their protection of Israel borders, if you ask the Syrian, and if you ask now, first he will say that I hope I can revive Islam, and I hope I can teach Islam to my family and the pure Islamic form, and I hope the world brings more of people like Mujahideen, outsiders, to support us and to protect us. This is some of their views, alhamdulillah.
While you've been in Syria, you may have been able to attain a great understanding of the dynamics of the conflict. What are the forces, and how do you understand it to be at this stage?
You mean the forces which is against us, or you mean the forces which is against the regime?
Yes, so how do you break down, you know, who are the role players, and to what extent have they been successful, the regime, who's fighting against the regime, where does ISIS fit into the picture?
Okay, it's a long question, it needs a long analysis, since there obviously from the side of the regime we have Russia, also we have the US, which are also striking some of the groups over here, Islamic groups. And from the regime side, we have the support of Iran and Hezbollah. And also, if you're speaking about ISIS, they have a lot of enemies. But I have no relation with ISIS, but I'm speaking about the side of the northern Syria. From the side of the Mujahideen, we have many factions, many Islamic organizations. As me, I'm an independent organization. I try to cooperate with all these Islamic factions. We have, for example, we have Harar Sham, we have the group of Jund al-Aqsa, we have the group of Jabhat al-Nusra, we have the Islamic Party of Turkestan, and many other groups, you know, Islamic parties which try to help the Syrian people, inshallah.
What about the Kurdish?
The Kurdish is, right now, I guess, they are fighting the ISIS, you know, so ISIS is dealing with them. Kurdish and the Iraqi and the Syrian Democratic Forces.
And what's your observations or analysis with regards to who ISIS really is?
Who you mean, like who ISIS really is?
Yes.
Well, they're a group which is an Islamic, we cannot claim them Islamic because they were Islamic, but they deviated from the path. We try to convince them to come back to the pot because they have spilled innocent blood, Muslim blood. But in their support, we support them in their fight against the aggression of the Iraqi government towards the people of Islam. And we support them in their fight against the PKK and the Kurdish forces. But their support, I mean, we cannot support them, and we have to at least forbid evil that of the killing of the Muslimin and the Mujahideen and the defaming of the scholars of Islam.
So you spoke about Jabhat al-Nusra, Jund al-Aqsa, Ahrar al-Sham. What sort of situation do you have in terms of their relations with ISIS?
Each of these groups you mentioned has different relations with ISIS. To be specific, it's a long talk, you know, it might take an hour, you know, to discuss each stand towards ISIS.
Yes. Now, where do you see the Syrian situation going? What's going to happen? What do you anticipate will happen in the next few years or months? How will things unfold, and what really needs to happen for things to change in Syria to come out of this war-torn situation?
Subhanallah, you mean what will happen in the future, what can happen, inshallah?
Yes.
Inshallah, we know the promise of Allah is true, victory is near, And Allah has promised the believers the victory. And inshallah we will see soon that this regime and the Russian and the Iranian regimes will fall down. And the people of Syria will live their normal life, their normal Islamic life. They will follow there. They can go to masajid. They can pray without any airstrikes, fear of any airstrikes. Inshallah, this is what we will, for sure, with no doubt, we will experience, inshallah.
Inshallah. All the best. Stay safe and remember us in your du'as.
You too, inshallah. We hope you guys are safe over there. And I hope we ask the listeners, inshallah, make du'a for us, the mujahideen, and to help us in any form they can, inshallah. Barakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.